Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
I'm a mother to 4 young adult sons. One entertaining aspect of having children is watching them morph from babies into children, then pre-teenagers into young adults. Along the journey, you notice physical traits develop that resemble their parents. Sometimes mannerisms and patterns of speech bear similarities to mom and dad over time. Our oldest son got my curly hair. The next son got his dad's demeanor. Our third son looks most like his dad did as a kid, and the youngest son shares my smile and my expressions. None of that's very surprising. They're our children. The Apostle John says in the first chapter of his gospel that for those who received Jesus as God in the flesh, those who believed in his name, he gave the right to be called children of God. He adds, "We're children born of God." In 1 John 3, he reminds us that because of God's unfathomable yet unshakable love for us, our children of God status is a fact we confidently place our hope in. Physically, I resemble my dad, but my mannerisms are more like my mom. I wonder, though, as a daughter, do I look like my father in heaven? Do people see glimpses of his spirit in me? The father delights in what his kids look like. He cares about our character. He cares about what we are becoming. It's important to him. 1 John 3, verse 3 says, "I am to purify myself as he is pure." Purity is freedom from anything that contaminates. And God knows that nothing contaminates his children more than sin. Purity is important to God because he alone is pure, holy, and perfect. Because he wants nothing but the best for his children, he calls us to live pure lives free from sin. John continues in verse 6, "No one who lives in him keeps on sinning, and those who have been born into God's family do not sin, because God's life is in them. So they can't keep on sinning because they have been born of God." Verse 9. I attended a baptism out of state last week. The church provided black t-shirts to those who were being baptized, and across the front in large, bold block letters was one word, changed. By his blood and his sacrificial work on the cross, Jesus forever changed my identity, my hope, and my eternity. And at the same time, he calls us to live changed every day as born again new creations, pure and holy children of a pure and holy Father. I can think and speak and live pure because I have a pure and holy Spirit dwelling in me, powering me to purify myself as he is pure. Thank you for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.